bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up... If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. What you want, Glenn? What you want? Y'all won. So what? Go away. We won, too. I was just talking to GP because he, you know, be trying to skip in here. You're only getting like 5 minutes because he's up on some Packers. You know, he's all, you know, which is weird because he's a New England Patriots fan. Okay. Okay, with them ugly uniforms they got, but, you know. You missed it. If you weren't there Saturday, first of all, if you were there Saturday, tell me how was it? Tell me how'd it go. Show me how'd it go. Want to say hello to everybody in the YouTube chat, everybody on the talking text line, 833-212-1017, and everybody on YouTube. Remember, you can stream and watch us live. Go to 1017thetruth.com, click, scroll down a little bit, click watch live, and then you click it, and then you log in with your Gmail. If you don't have one, just get a Gmail, and then log in, and you'll see it. Everything will be great. All right. So we had a great time at the summit. We had a great time. I think I'm going to have a regular. You tell me, should we have a truth panel? Host panel on my show, like once a month, come in and chop it up. Because I thought they was going to get into some fisticuffs. I thought they was going to duke it up. Now, of course, DJ Brother Z and GP wasn't there. But, you know, they always diss me when I do stuff in public. You know how they be treating me and stuff. They be like, man, forget him. Man, pfft. You know, so I was like, forget it. Forget it. I cried and stuff. And then I got over it. And then I went and did my summit. But in all seriousness, we had a great time. Again, I want to say thank you to all of the GKB teammates who came out and showed out, did some great things. Danny was there from Chicago, ESPN, and Jackie and Dylan, and everybody was there. I had a great time. I think one of the things that it does is that it triggers thoughts, and it triggers thoughts from people who are different from you, different cultures from you, different lives from you, different upbringings and things of that nature. We talked about healthcare. Man, I'm going to tell you, I'm never going up against Tito Izzard. He explained the five things and the five areas in your body, your mind, soul, spirit, all that stuff. And he explained how those all need replenishing. And when one is lower or one is higher, then you usually have stability, because everybody is usually running on like three or four things in their life. And then there's usually one that's just raggedy. But when they all get raggedy, that's when you start to see people break down. They become unstable. And he explained that, and how to do it, and how to fix yourself, and how to go to the doctor and make sure you check your numbers and your A1C, all that stuff. It was phenomenal. But then Demond Means, Terrence Robinson, Brenda Caselius, doctors, them all, and school superintendents tore it up and kind of repeated some things that I said, but they said it so significantly better, because they're in the trenches every day in a public school, you know, running a $1 billion school, running a multi-million dollar school district. It was amazing. And, you know, Dr. Caselius talked about all the things that she was doing at MPS and all the things that they have. And I'm thinking internally to myself, why don't we hear about all this? Like she said, why are all these people at central office? Dr. Robinson said the same thing. And most people didn't know the West Dallas, West Milwaukee School District superintendent is black. So watch this. You ready? In education, why should that matter? We talked about, do black students need black teachers? They need teachers that are going to teach them. And I got to tell you, Dr. Demines gave a phenomenal example of, you got three sections of students and you're teaching three sets of students history, because I think his background was being a history teacher, which I didn't know. And if you got three sets of 25 kids for a total of 75 and 50 of them fail your test, is that the student's fault or is that the teacher's fault? Well, he said it's the teacher's fault. It's the teacher's job to teach the kid. It's not the teacher's job to worry about home, worry about economics, worry about food, worry about clothing, worry about shelter, worry about mental health. It's the teacher's job to teach. That's it. Make sure the kid passes the test. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't be like this other school district I heard about that fluffs the attendance so that they can, you know, get their money from the state. Just be straightforward. Just be straightforward and be honest. And we saw three superintendents that were vulnerable, that were straightforward and said how they felt. You know, and some of the audience members came up and asked questions, and some of them were asking some questions that were a little like they wanted to take over. If you saw, I held on to the microphone because I was like, no, we're not making it. I can't have a microphone? No, you can't. I'm holding on to it. I saw Sandra there. I saw a bunch of people there. Reginald. It was great, because people got to see people when they weren't on. There were cameras there, but it wasn't live. So eventually we're gonna put it together. Andrew's gonna put it together. We're gonna air it. Andrew did a great job producing. Homer Blow, Dame, Kyle, Tori, you know, almost blew up the place. And I said, well, whoever come after them going to have to be like 10 times better, because, you know, they just had a great conversation about Milwaukee and where we're going and what we're doing and how are we going to fix this. You know, because Dame was on it. We got to get rid of guns. We got a proliferation of guns. But unfortunately, I had to, you know, be the host, because I would have been like, hey, dude, yeah, let's talk about behavior. Guns only do what people tell them to do. So you need to change the people. You'll change the gun. And in places they don't have guns, they have more knife deaths. So, I mean, it's about the people, you know. But those were the types of conversations we had, and they were all done respectfully. For us, respectfully, you know, black folks, we holler and we're loud and stuff like that. But, you know, I want to thank Ricky for playing the music. He was a DJ for the day. So it was all around. You missed it. I saw some folks I knew, you know, some people was giving me the side eye, you know, all that stuff. But it was okay. I think that it was a great success. 150 people signed up. I think next year we can make it 200 or 250 and make it bigger and really, really, really solve some problems. But they were very clear when they told you parents need to make sure that they are involved in their children's lives. And teachers just need to teach. Their job is to get you the resources. And that was my recap. You missed it. We'll let you know when we're going to air it live. Well, the recording live. When we're going to do the replay. And you'll get it. Because last weekend, there were so many things that happened. And we got a show today, but it might be a little dark. Might be a little dark today because so many things that happened. We had a violent weekend. We had a very violent, very bad, I would say, bad weekend. And until Milwaukee fixes all this stuff, this is going to be the type of weekends that we're going to have every single time. And I think it's unfortunate, but it's the kind of weekend we're going to have. It's going to be dark, and it's going to be treacherous, but as they say, it is what it is. So when you have people walking around and putting stuff on their websites saying how, oh, Milwaukee is safe, well, define safe. Because after last weekend, I don't think that's true. I don't think it's true. Oh, by the way, I want to say congratulations to the men of Omega Psi Phi fraternity founded on the campus of Howard University. Today is their Founders Day, so I have a lot of friends who are members. Just want to say congratulations and have a happy Founders Day. When we come back, it's another violent weekend again. But you know what you missed last weekend? 2025 Truth Summit.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Tonight, I just want to take you away. Throw your hands up in the sky. Let's set this party off right.
Players.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Somebody drug NYGP into the studio.
A strong wind blew me in here, yeah.
It must have been that kick from the Bears when they won, right? Yeah.
They keep getting it done somehow, some way.
I was with you until you said somehow, some way. They got it done. It only counts. Only thing that counts is what?
The W. You are not wrong. Speaking of the W, though, the Packers did get one this week.
Yes, they did. Yeah. Yes, they did. I almost thought they wouldn't, but they did.
No, it looked dicey. Jacobs went down early on in that first quarter, and then as well as Love, who headed to the tent for a second. But they got a really good drive out of the backup quarterback, Willis. And it kind of just went from there. Again, the defense made plays, or they made timely plays.
You know? My God, yes, they did.
Yeah, but they left a lot out there. There was a lot of interceptions that they could have had, a lot of turnovers that they had. But
balls in their hands.
Yeah.
Receivers who caught the ball but then didn't hold on to the ball, and nobody hit you. Like, dude, what are we? So, you know, and some of their open field tackling leaves a lot to be desired. But those are technical things that can be fixed.
Yeah, those can be coached up. But again, I mean, we talk about it all the time. The NFL, it's hard to win, let alone be successful, you know, week in and week out. Every game presents a new challenge. And so
ask the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh.
But anyway, I don't
know. No, but again, we keep trying to figure out, or I guess we keep trying to measure where the Packers are and what they can do as they head into postseason. Hopefully, as they, you know, still have to secure a playoff spot.
Right.
But they keep struggling to dominate against subpar teams. Again, this game should not have been close at all. Third string quarterback or starting running back gone. Their best wide receiver, obviously, he's been out for the majority of the year.
So why do you think they struggle with teams that they shouldn't struggle with?
The game plan is usually very cookie cutter. They don't want to get ahead early, they don't take advantage of their opportunities. Again, they have all the talent in the world on paper, but the play calling is just very kind of timely and kind of shoddy. There's not a lack of a sense of urgency
there's
when
no
they kind
change.
Of start games.
There's no, hey, every third down we're going to pass, so let's pass on first down.
Yeah, it's
tough.
They don't
change. Yeah. No.
They did mix a couple of plays in there, though, that I liked. Again, they had a reverse that they ran with Bo Melton for a first down. They had a couple long, you know, incredible passes by Jordan Love. He was under pressure the entire day, but he threw it out there for Christian Watson. He had two touchdowns. It was a long pickup where I believe they were his third and probably long.
Well, he's starting to show his maturity.
Yeah.
But stay in the pocket, trust the players, you know.
Yeah. It's tough. Again, we keep trying to feel good about them. We keep trying to kind of muster up the strength to admit that they won't exactly be a Super Bowl contender. They have to go through some growing pains, and these are the growing pains that they're going through right now. The only team that they've dominated all year has been the Commanders, and that win doesn't look as good on paper now with all the injuries and stuff that they're going through. So, it's tough to see. Again, no game on this schedule that's left for them is a cakewalk.
No, not at all. But if you think about it, the teams they struggle with have players who are there to prove themselves. And that gives them that extra. You put a third string quarterback in, he's there to prove himself. So you're going to have way more trouble with that guy than you are with the first string. Because the first string, you have his tape. You have his film. Mm-hmm. You can look over and over and over and over. Look at this. For the last 6 months, 8 months, 12 months, 2 years, this is his tendency. You can't do that with a third string. And all of a sudden, he dazzles you. And you're like, "What? Why can't we stop this guy?"
Yeah.
Because everything they've done, they're running it based on that quarterback, not the first. And then the Packers just seem to have trouble. What is it about adjusting?
I just think that
what is that?
LaFleur, he calls a very efficient offense. The offense is built to be efficient. It's not built to wow you. They don't have.
I'm not talking about wow. I'm just talking about you should be averaging 5 to 7 yards per play.
They don't take chances, though. That's the thing. It's very cookie cutter. They like to throw everything underneath, and then they set up the run behind it. Right. Save for, again, a couple of, you know, maybe 5 or 6 passes downfield yesterday. They still dink and dunk. They threw a lot of screens out there. They ran in between the tackles.
Right.
They obviously had to make do with what they had because their starting running back wasn't out there.
Right.
But, again, he's not evolved his play calling. Right. They have the weapons that they need to take chances early in games. I would love to see them be more aggressive.
Yep.
And that's just, you know, it's something that they'll have to learn as the season goes on.
The score's at zero. Be aggressive.
Exactly. I don't see why. I wish they would come out all verts, something, run a deep post, run a trick play, anything to kind of give a team something to think about.
And you had receivers that literally missed their route. I'm like, how do you – you know you're supposed to turn to the left because the sideline's over there. You turn to the right and the ball hits you? Like, what? Like, I was like, you see that? Yeah. Those are mental mistakes that if you would just run it the way you practiced it, which then now you have to go back to what are you practicing?
Yeah. What are you teaching? What is the culture in the locker room?
Yep.
How are guys gelling? Do they kind of understand the messaging? The whole world seems to be against them. Not to say that the sky is crumbling. Obviously, they have a winning record.
A great team, though.
Yes.
I mean, they have a history that, you know.
But there's a target there that was not there last season. Again, they had talent, but they now have an all-pro edge rusher. They have an all-pro quarterback or all-pro-esque quarterback. They have an all-pro running back.
Yep.
And so people are circling those dates on those calendars, and they're getting everybody's best. And again, for the rest of the season, again, they play the Vikings this Saturday, or not Saturday, excuse me, Sunday. They play at the Lions. They play the Bears, the Broncos. And so these are teams that are figuring to be in the playoff race. Yep. And so, again, they're trying to secure home field advantage. So you're getting the best from everybody week in and week out. We need more consistency, and we need more of just kind of a oomph when we're, you know, calling these plays and running the defense.
Yep.
There needs to be more of a cohesion.
We'll see.
We shall.
We shall see. Bears play the Steelers next week.
Yeah. And there's rumors that Aaron Rodgers may not play. He's dealing with a wrist injury, so that may be kind of a wash for the Steelers. That might be an easy win for the Bears. So they're still trying to stay ahead of them. But obviously that game, you know, that date is circled, 12 p.m. Again, they're at Soldier Field. And so we'll see what this team is made of again.
And so what, we're about halfway through?
Yeah, pretty much right at the halfway point.
Yeah, so we're talking the Bears can probably win one. I'm sorry, lose one, maybe two. but the Packers have to win at least four games.
Yeah, that again,
at least four.
Yeah, that tie basically counts as a loss.
It's,
and again,
it's a loss. So now they're what, 6-3-1?
7-3 or 6? Yep, 6-3-1.
Yeah,
6-3-1.
So, yeah, that's not a good place to be.
Yeah, it's rough. Again, if they even split with the Bears, they're putting themselves in an enormous hole.
Yep,
and they're probably going to have to go on the road and win three games to make it to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Which is tough, but
and the Lions are going to turn it on.
Well, they got dominated last night against the Eagles.
They were due. They were due.
Just like the Packers,
everybody's due for at least one. Mm-hmm. At least one. You're going to get like, okay, we got this. No, we don't got this.
A reality check week in and week out.
Yep.
Yeah. No, we'll see what this team is made of. Again, I'm curious to see again how they keep integrating guys. They don't have a standout guy. I believe Watson is going to be the focal point going forward.
Oh yeah.
But again, if Jacobs misses anything more than a week or two, we'll be curious to see what Emmanuel Wilson is made of, how they're going to use him in the passing game, how he can block, how he's going to run in between the tackles. So there's a lot of guys that we need to call upon and, you know, who are going to be forced to step up if this team wants to secure the division and eventually at least one home playoff game.
You know they're not going to secure the division.
You don't think so?
No.
There's still an avenue for it.
Sure, there is.
There's still an avenue for it.
Avenue for the Super Bowl, but you think they're going to the Super Bowl?
No. I can go on record and say that. Again, as Z is back there, Z can put this on the record, too. I don't think this is a Super Bowl winning team.
No.
I honestly wouldn't even pick them to win a wild card game right now.
Right now, I don't know who would win the Super Bowl.
My favorite.
I thought it might have been the Chargers, and then I saw the Chargers. I was like,
I'm going to say the Colts. I think the Colts have everything that they need to win.
Okay.
So, that again, we
I'm not taking any bets.
Nope, no bets this time. You stole me dinner, I would say.
And I stole you a cigar.
Exactly.
And we was at the cigar bar, and he still didn't buy me a cigar, but that's okay.
You beat me to it. You were impatient.
What do you mean?
You came down, and you had two in your pocket already.
That's because, what? That's normal. See, you don't hang out. See, when you in places, you don't understand the nomenclature and the culture.
Okay, etiquette, you know.
You know, let's be showing up with, I got one.
I didn't know. I bought two myself. I still got one I didn't smoke myself. So
okay. Maybe
I'll just bring that back next time we go. I said, we had a great time.
I hope not, because it's not in a humidor. It might be like a brick.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Do you have one at home?
A humidor?
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm. I've got a portable one.
That's even crazier. That's even crazy. Wow, I didn't know it was that serious. I really didn't know cigar culture was that crazy.
Shameful.
I'm telling you, we walked in the room. We were like, oh, wow, this is temperature controlled. It's nice in here. Everything is all.
Think I was going to go somewhere shabby?
Never. I trust you have good taste. This is why me and you, we get along. I'm bougie, too. I'm a little bougie.
Did he say bougie, too?
Bougie, too.
Is that the number two or the
T-O-O?
Number two.
All right, well, thank you much. I appreciate you.
As always, I appreciate you.
I'll see you next time if they win, if they don't.
We'll talk about it either way.
I saw T-Lo was throwing people off the air because they was talking about, and go Bears.
Oh, he was dropping people?
Yeah, poop, get out of here.
Yeah, freedom of speech doesn't exist here. We're Packers fans. So.
That is true. That is true. So very true. Thank you much.
As always.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. It's College Month on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, and we want to help your young scholar get those free scholarship dollars all month long. We'll be highlighting local universities who offer full tuition scholarships and local organizations who help students find thousands of dollars in scholarships each and every year. So make sure you tune in to The Truth all month long as you do not want to miss this important information on how your student can go to college and be debt-free. College Scholarship Month on The Truth is sponsored by Marquette University. Be the difference in Educators Credit Union, achieving more together. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, what's going on, S.E., Kwanda? Let me see. Willie, what's going on? Good afternoon. Reginald, what's up? Camille, who else is here? Do, 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 do. Thank you, Reginald. Reginald said the summit was awesome. It was good chatting with you, Dr. Casellas. Thanks for lending your ear. Yeah. Jason said, Dub Airs. Reginald told GP to go enjoy a nice Dominican cigar. And that's, anyway, that's not how you rate cigars. Come on, what we doing? What we doing? What we going to talk about, Reginald? This violent weekend we had. Like, what is going on? So Tory was talking about the shooting a little earlier, and he didn't really want to get into a lot of them because there was so much stuff last weekend. Two people killed in a double shooting. Rufus King neighborhood. Dude that shot the two people was charged. Killing a tenant and a witness, and then set the little boy who couldn't talk, just put him out on the street somewhere. And I remember that story coming over. They were looking to identify this kid because they didn't know where the mother was. Meanwhile, mama got shot and killed. The fact that you go into a building and kill somebody because you're trying to evict them, like it just didn't make any sense. And then last night, Milwaukee police from CBS 58, Milwaukee police are investigating a double shooting that happened before 7:30 p.m. last night in Milwaukee's Rufus King neighborhood. 36-year-old was shot near 19th and Congress, and about a block away, a 22-year-old was shot. Both are pronounced dead at the scene. Crazy. Doesn't make any sense. And so then what are we going to do about this? Are we going to do anything about this? Are we going to change anything? Are we going to, like what? Like what? What are we going to do with all the stuff that's happening today? We keep talking about Milwaukee safe. Where? Where exactly is it safe? We keep pretending like it's safe, but is it really? Is Milwaukee really safe? I don't know. Three words, another violent weekend. It has become normal. It shouldn't be normal, but it is. We just, oh, yep, another violent weekend. Like, is that normal? Is that like how we live our lives? It's like it's background noise. It's just, you know, another one of those. Okay. Somebody's son? Somebody's kid? What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017. I'm going to ask the same question this week that I asked last week. How do we get out of here? How do we get out of this? And just as important, how did we get here? How did we end up at a place where every weekend we have a homicide and every weekend nobody really says anything? Well, yeah, that's okay. But let somebody hear that a cop did something that's not even true and all hell breaks loose. But let somebody shoot and kill somebody because they're trying to evict them out of an apartment. And so you go in and shoot the person while they're sleeping. Get another person at knife point. Like, huh? And at first, when you hear it, you start to think, well, maybe that's like three different. You know, you got the kid missing, you got the person shot, you find the person over here. You start to think, well, maybe, yeah, that's like three different stories. Then you find out it's the same one guy. The same one guy who kills two people. No protests, no fighting, no marching because we want this to end. But people got to go to jail to get them out of the neighborhood so the neighborhood can stabilize. But will that ever happen? Will it ever change? Will Milwaukee ever change? It has gotten progressively worse each and every weekend. And we keep telling people it's a great city. And it is a great city. But what I hear on the news doesn't make me believe it's going to remain a great city. And so 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when you're in charge and taking care of everything, what happens? Where do we go? Getting rid of guns won't do it. We've been killing people without guns for millennia. So then how do we change it? What do we fix? 833-212-1017 is the number. Steve, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hi, Dr. Ken. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. You know, I listened to Tori and Miss Elizabeth talking not too long ago about, you know, some of the influences, you know, environment, parental influence, cyberbullying and everything. And I know those are all variables, but now, I'm not a religious man, but I do believe in a higher power, and for everything there is an opposite. So if there is a higher power for good, there is one for evil too. And what do you think about actual people being influenced by evil? As you can see a person that's influenced by God and they're doing good and everything and then preaching and helping people out. Now, wouldn't there be an opposite too? And how does it play in what we see now?
I think that there is. And one of the things... One of the most powerful things I believe we have as humans is free choice and free will. And I think some of those things are happening because people are making the wrong choices. For whatever influences them to do it, they're deciding to do it. I think the issue is there's no repercussions for it. There's no responsibility and there's no consequence. And so, like anybody, if you don't give them consequences, they're going to keep doing it until they can't do it anymore.
That's true. And one other quick thing I wanted to share. I do live in Glendale, but I did live 17 years in Milwaukee with my ex-wife. And we had a very strong block watch program. My wife and I were block watch captains. We'd have regular meetings. We'd alternate what houses, you know, we would meet at.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if anything like that is still going on.
Yes.
If there is still strong block watches.
In some neighborhoods, yes.
And I think with... You know, this might be a utopian type of thing to say, but I think everybody should take an active role in keeping an eye out and participate in that stuff. But, you know, we can say all these things and we can go over this constantly, but still what we have to deal with is this increase in violence, and I don't know what the answer is.
All right. Well, thank you much, Steve from Glendale. I appreciate it. 833-212-1017 is the number. Al, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
All right. Well, good evening to everybody. I feel everybody out here is smart, bright, and intelligent. And some of these actions they're taking, they don't have to take those actions.
Right.
If they want to do something better in their life, they can, but they choose not to. Mm-hmm. And this thing, some of them always say, well, you know, this is the hood. This is the hood. No, your actions and your mindset is making it the hood. And I'm not trying to be insensitive, but I feel like the way they're shooting with all this crime, let them shoot and kill each other. Because the only way they're going to get their life right is that their life has to wear them out. You can talk to them. You can give them the resources. You can push them to do everything great. And they're going to go right back to the same predicament. Not all of them, but some of them. But life is going to have to wear them out. Like I said, you can give them every resource in the book. You can lead them to water. You can help them everything you can and even try to get them to where they go. Let the streets deal with them. I try not to be insensitive, but I say, hey, go on and shoot and kill each other. You got your gun. You feel good and happy because you're doing it to your own. when you should be trying to learn from your own so you can make something good of yourself. But since you don't care, shouldn't nobody else care? Let them shoot and kill each other. Because what's going to happen? They're going to come through your door or my door. You're going to end up shooting them anyway. And then they're going to say, my child is just giving their life around. Oh, poppycock. Just let them go. But save the ones that's trying to get out. Have a good day.
All right. Security Mike, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hey, Dr. King, you know, you got to go back a number of years. And at Block Watch, we had a number of Block Watch signs in neighbors and their neighborhoods and windows and everything. But I think that all got played out, especially in the hood, because they call that snitching. But that if it was still like that, people would be looking around and be very observant of these crooks and the wrongdoing.
But it's not just a hood thing. It's in the suburbs, too. It's a generational thing.
And they found that kid that shot the student over in Oklahoma. They found that kid hundreds of miles away from where the actual. That's a sad thing. And I don't know what we can do. Maybe they can charge absorbing them out for bullets or something. Maybe they can say, bring these guns in and we'll give you a hefty.
But is that going to change your behavior? Prize. But will that change your behavior?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so with these kids coming out of school only reading at a fourth grade level. They turn into adults that are illiterate. So I don't know, man. It's crazy because over here where I'm working at, they burnt down this guy's tent. A couple of tents are burnt down over here now, over here on where the unhoused are living at. So it's just this evil. It's some evil, devilish stuff that's going on out here, man. I don't know what we can do. Maybe Troy can go and call Trump now and have him send them troops here.
Uh-oh.
That's what I'm thinking now.
Uh-oh.
Go get these troops. Go get these boots on the ground. That's what I was telling Troy. Hey, make that call, man.
All right.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, question. Poll question of the day. Is a life sentence appropriate for an 18-year-old who committed homicide? Yes or no? Is a life sentence appropriate for an 18-year-old who committed homicide? We're going to throw that in the YouTube chat, and if you want to vote, because we've got this story from 2024. Moses Martinez was 17 years old when Milwaukee County prosecutors charged him with first-degree intentional homicide, reckless injury, and other crimes. This is from Fox6Now.com. Court records show a jury found him, now 18, Martinez guilty of two counts of first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree reckless injury, and fleeing the police. In August of 2024, state dismissed charges of driving a vehicle without owner's consent and misdemeanor possession of a dangerous weapon by a minor. And he was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of release last Friday. So here's the story. Three teens were shot, 9th in Manitoba. June 15th of 2024, Isaac Rodriguez, 15, Diego Herrera, 16, died at the hospital. 14-year-old girl was wounded and survived. 14-year-old told police she was with a group that was walking away from a party when two teens approached on a scooter. Based on how they interacted, she thought the teens may have known Rodriguez and Herrera, and the 14-year-old said the group was talking when one of the teens on the scooter pulled a gun and started shooting at the group. A witness told police she was at a birthday party, saw two people on a scooter yell something at Herrera, and the witness said one of the people said, "We're going to pop you," and they started shooting. 15 bullet casings were uncovered by the police, were recovered by the police at the crime scene, and Witness later identified Martinez as a suspect from a photo, and a family member later identified him as a suspect from surveillance video. Is that something we've gotten to now? Like, is that something? Is a life sentence appropriate for an 18-year-old who committed a homicide? Think about that. Average life expectancy is about 72, 74. Nowadays, it's about 80, maybe 90, and you're 18 years old. That's if you reach the age of 90, that's 52 years of never being free again because you took the life of someone. Now, granted, it beats the death penalty. But life in prison. Think about what the judge said. Life without possibility of parole. Not even parole. Nothing. Early release, nothing. You stay locked up for the rest of your life. Will other people learn from that? Will other people be like, will it cause people to go, well, I'm not going to do that crime? Will it be a deterrent? Unfortunately, I don't think so. I don't think so. Remember, you can stream and watch us live on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Scroll down, click the watch live, log in, take the poll. We're talking about an 18-year-old young man who, when he was 17 years old, and I don't know if you know, you should, in the state of Wisconsin, when you commit a crime at age 17, you're considered an adult, which means you go to an adult prison, you get adult charges. Think about that. Had he been a year younger, I don't know where this would have gone. But now the penalties are that much steeper. You can't get more steep than a life sentence without the possibility of release. There's no parole. There's no minimum you can serve other than dying in prison. And we're talking about families that are now disrupted. We're talking about siblings, parents, grandparents that have to live with the fact that they will never see their child on this side of a brick wall or, in a prison case, a stone wall. Always be looked over, always be told what to do for the rest of your life, when to wake up, when to go to bed, when to get out of your cell, when to eat, when to shower for the rest of your life. It may as well have been forever. But this is where we're at. I didn't hear you. Another one? Wow. I got so wrapped up. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. When we come back, we have the top five at five and a guest to talk about money.